Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Was Wallach over there today?
Oh, yeah. We got to wipe that down.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Beetle, Sean Silver, who I don't know if I would have recognized him. I'm not exaggerating. Number one, he doesn't have his glasses on.
Right.
And number two, he hasn't had a haircut in 6 months.
Probably since January.
Yeah.
Just letting it go. I mean, what other
Why
time in my life
Why
can I... I don't know. I never had long hair. What other time in my life
you know
is
why.
More appropriate to just let it fly?
Early midlife crisis.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Take the hat off.
This is one my wife's going to be proud of, watching at home with the kid.
Go ahead.
He looks younger.
Gross. He looks
a lot younger.
22.
Yeah.
How old are you, 25?
37.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he looks a lot younger.
Yeah, so hey.
With the hair.
You look like you just came back into town. It's like, Sean Silver, I remember what happened. Hey, went to Maui on vacation, never came back.
Yeah.
First semester of college.
Is your is your wife digging it?
No.
Oh.
No, the question was at home, so what are you going to do today? Are you going to wear a hat? You know, kind of like a little reminder.
Oh, like she's embarrassed by you.
Oh, I don't think she's embarrassed.
Yeah, no, that sounds like she's embarrassed. You know, yeah, I hope you're wearing a hat.
I think generally, you know, and I can say this, you know, without being held at gunpoint or anything like that.
Yeah.
My wife generally knows what's good for me. And, you know,
she's the adult in the relationship, is what you're saying.
Yes, she is.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, she is.
She's the adult.
How old is your kid now?
Two. It's been a fun 4.5 months.
Is the kid afraid of you with your new look?
He's seeing me every day. What's there to be afraid of?
Right. He's adjusted. He's adjusted as time has gone on, is what has happened. All right. Well, hey, that's good. Hey, Silver's got some takes today that he needs to get to.
Yeah.
He's got some items that he'd like to address, which we are happy to do. It's Friday, so everything from the week, 617-779-0985. You want to start with some baseball from last night?
Yeah. Started.
That was interesting. Between watching a rain-shortened game being played early, and then the Dodgers game late. I checked in on both of them. I know T-Bone checked in on that Yankee game. I didn't know he turned into a Yankee game.
Did he ever?
A Yankee fan, that is, during the time
off.
I
turned into a normalcy fan.
No, what's your tweet say? What does the tweet say, Hardy?
I don't remember.
Should he read it or should we read it?
I think we should make him read it out loud in his own voice.
I think that's exactly what needs to happen. T-Bone on Twitter last night, I saw this when he tweeted it, and I'm like, what is he saying? Is he saying he likes the Yankees and likes Stanton now?
Let him say it.
Okay.
T-Bone, what did
you... T-Morgan985 on Twitter.
Go ahead.
What did you say? I've got it right here.
I've got it, too.
I've got it. Ready? Dramatic reading.
No, here we go.
Here we go.
T-Bone?
I said it pains me to see it, or say it, but... That Stanton home run to give the Yankees the first run of the season may be the most glorious thing I've ever seen.
The most glorious thing he's ever seen.
You guys know what exaggeration is?
It's 7:19 p.m.
As Zolex, this
hyperbole.
You can't pick up tone on Twitter.
You're saying it's hyperbole right there.
Yep.
But okay. little hyperbole. That's okay. We are very much prone to that in the sports talk radio world. Okay.
It's Rudiger's dad when he finally gets into Notre Dame Stadium. This sight is the most glorious sight these eyes have ever seen. And then the other kid's like, come on, Ned Beatty. Let's go. Let's go to our seats, dummy. So think about that. I mean, seriously, the hyperbole or the sarcasm, there should be an element of humor there. It pains me to say it, but that Stanton home run to give the Yankees the first run of the season may be the most glorious thing I have ever seen. I don't hear this. I don't hear the humor, the sarcasm, or the hyperbole.
Because you don't get funny.
the white Richard Pryor back here is going to explain funny to all of us.
There he is talking to us like we're children again.
Yeah,
okay.
Break the joke down for us. Where does the yuck come?
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
The pain? You being in pain, okay, that makes me laugh.
The Yankees got a win last night. Does that excite you, T-Bone? Are you happy that they were able to start out 1-0?
You don't even get it.
Today...
I was exaggerating, idiot.
Dummy.
Maybe do it in a George Costanza voice. Try it again in a George Costanza voice. It pains me to say it, but that Stanton home run to give the Yankees the first run of the season may be the most glorious thing I have ever seen. That way it kind of works.
Dear God.
I saw that Stanton home run fly into the stands. I said, dear God.
I thought last night, though, on the whole, was really just strange. It served, and I know we'll get over this, but it served as a reminder of how weird things are right now. The cutouts behind home plate in LA were strange. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. The cardboard cutouts of the faces. I watched that last night, and I said, you know what, Fox? Bring on the digital fans. As much as I hate the idea, I hate this more. Bring on the digital fans. I don't need the weird cardboard mannequin effect behind the plate. I don't need that.
I am amazed at both how much, A, I'm bothered by these things, and B, how quickly I'm able to ignore them. Like, I'm surprised how much it bothers me at first, and then I surprise myself by quickly just not even noticing anymore. It doesn't matter. I really don't care. For all the stuff that we thought we were going to care about,
That
was 2-3 months ago when we were saying, like, thinking that games would be back on in June, you know? Let's call it what it is. It's damn near August. So we've gone through 2 more months of this. Sound, whistles, cutouts, fake fans. I don't care. As long as you're playing, I'll not look over there on that part of the screen. I'll turn the volume down if the woo 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 after the basket goes in. Whatever. I'll ignore it. Are you playing? Are they playing games? Do the games count? Good. Thank you.
Even if it's a Stanton home run.
Even if it's a Stanton home run. I thought just the appearance of it, the presentation of it was odd, not what we're used to. Juan Soto testing positive hours before the game and being basically pulled and put on the injured list. By the way, I thought we were bringing back the DL. What happened to that? Did that get lost in COVID? The DL, the return of the disabled list?
It's offensive again.
Is that what happened? I thought we were bringing the DL back. We're still calling it now the injured list.
Yeah.
So
what happened?
I know. What happened to that? I think it got lost in the pandemic. It got lost in this cyclone of COVID-19.
Are they doing the DH? The DH thing they're doing.
Yeah, DH is in.
DH is in. Okay.
Okay, but Juan Soto, Nationals star Juan Soto, testing positive, is now put on the injured list and he's shut down. And in a 60-game season, that could mean he's not back at all. It could mean he's gone for half the year. Half the year, isn't that weird? He could be back in a month, and it's half the year. And I would say the strange part is where we've come from in March, when in March, Rudy Gobert tests positive in the NBA, and that was the league shuts down. Mm-hmm. That was the start of things coming to a screeching halt. Mm-hmm. And now at the end of July, a player is testing positive hours before they start their season, and it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, he's just going to go on the injured list, and everyone else is going to go on and play the game. There's probably a chance that another one of his teammates has become infected, right? I mean, I know they've been socially distancing. I know they have lockers that are 6 feet apart. That was one thing I did notice last night. Even though they're trying their best to stay away from each other, naturally, there are many times where players are coming in close contact. And they're coming in contact with their manager. I saw the start of the Dodger game. Mookie Betts strikes out in that game, goes back to the dugout, talks to a teammate, and then goes over to talk to Dave Roberts. And you're like, well, those things are going to happen.
Right, right.
Those are things that are part of the game. He's talking about something that happened in the at-bat, something about the pitcher, and then he goes over and talks to his manager about it too. And he's not doing it from 6 feet away because he just went down the dugout steps to put his equipment away.
Right.
So now you got to keep an eye on the Nationals. Now you got to wonder if there's more players that will be lost to it. And in addition to that, the Red Sox have a starting pitcher who was shut down yesterday after a setback. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Because it's, I think, an example of what can happen when any athlete comes down with this and recovers. It could be a long road back for Eduardo Rodriguez. At least it sounds that way. If you're reading between the lines or you're listening to the tone of Ron Renneke talk about it, I think that's just honest on the part of the Red Sox manager. It could be a while. We'll talk about that. Your calls as well from everything this week, 617-779-0985. That includes Cam Newton stuff from the week and everything else we've covered as we start to get some games back. Red Sox opening day. Yes. The Red Sox season begins tonight. We're talking about that, too. Open phone lines. We'll talk to you next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He hasn't tested positive, and he feels okay. It's just during the process of going through the different things that these guys go through with the COVID. And this is from MLB, but also from our doctors, what they think is necessary for a player to come back and to be healthy and strong, and that we feel can be back on the field. So through that monitoring of what's going on with them, they've just discovered something that we need to make sure that we get rid of this completely and before we have them back on the field.
To 22 pitches, and Eduardo Rodriguez was exhausted, according to Ron Renneke. He was just gassed. And so that is a problem for any player that contracts COVID-19, but currently it's a problem for Eduardo Rodriguez, who, by the way, appears to have had a great offseason and looks in fabulous shape, by the way, before all this started.
And seemed like he was keeping up with whatever regimen he was supposed to keep up with.
Right, so you wouldn't expect anyone to, you know, wasn't like it was a guy who hadn't really done any conditioning work. This guy looks great. And then he got COVID-19, and now, after throwing 20 pitches, he's exhausted? That's a problem. I mean, that's the type of thing that, I think, remember when that tweet came out from Jaylen Brown of the Celtics? When Jaylen Brown said, does anyone know what the long-term impact of this will be? And the answer is no. No one does know. Does anyone know what COVID-19 looks like after a year? Or after 2 years? Or after 5 years? No, because no one's been in that position yet. And so I think that was something he was concerned about going back as a player, because he is smarter than your average bear. I mean, he thinks big picture, and he's thinking about long-term impact maybe some players aren't thinking in those terms. And so look at this situation. How long does this last, Hardy? Who knows? Who can give you a definitive answer? Oh, don't worry, Eduardo. Your exhaustion from throwing 20 pitches will end in 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, a year. Nobody can really give you a definitive answer. And it feels like symptoms, long-term symptoms for people who have had this vary person to person, that there is no finite amount of time that you could sort of put on the timeline and say, oh, don't worry, that symptom goes away in about 2 months.
Right. And you would feel better. You would feel differently if we were talking about somebody who wasn't an athlete. Now, is he an athlete or is he a ball player? Okay, I get it. But Eduardo Rodriguez appeared to be in pretty decent shape. And a few outliers aside, baseball players, even though they're not finely tuned athletes, are probably in better shape than the general population on the whole, on average. So to see somebody who's even just in regular old baseball shape still dealing with the effects of this, that's what troubles me. I'm like, oh, well, what does that mean for everybody else? Is that bad enough to just keep it in the realm of sports? But what about everybody else who just has it? We should check in with Lee and Quincy, see how she's doing, because she had it pretty bad.
Yeah.
She had a pretty bad case of the Rona.
Von Miller, back in May, after having it,
right,
said that he was dealing with the same thing. Said, you know, he was getting gassed easily and that breathing was a problem, and that he had it really bad, it sounds like, too. And it sounds like he was still dealing with issues then. I haven't heard from him since. I haven't seen any stories with him since that point. But this could be it could be something that impacts a player long term. My thought on this is it could scare guys away, right? And right now you have a case like last night where Juan Soto gets it hours before the game. And if you have a dozen players that have it and have long-term impacts, you might see guys on their team, if cases start to rise within the league, say, I'm packing my bags and going home. I'm not dealing with what these guys have had long-term. Forget just having it. Forget the risk in having it. Just about, if I get it and recover, am I the same guy? Am I the same person? Can I be the same athlete after I have this?
By the way,
should be a legitimate concern.
Just based on Von Miller's Twitter feed.
Yeah, what's he up to? Does he look good?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Posting workout videos and such?
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good sign.
It looks like he's fine. Yeah. No.
What's he doing?
No.
Running? Jumping?
Yeah, I don't... Just look. Look at his Twitter feed. Tell me how he looks.
I'll take a look. I'll get that up. The other thing in baseball today as well, expanded playoffs are happening. 16-team playoffs will happen in Major League Baseball, which gives the Red Sox a chance. Does that make you more likely to pay closer attention to the Red Sox this year than you otherwise would have? Don't forget, we have other things coming back. We have the Bruins coming back. We have the Celtics coming back. We have other things that will be on during this season.
Yes. I probably will pay a little more attention to them this year, but not because of that. I think just in general.
The format is as follows. There will be a wild card series, best of three, with all games at the higher seed's home ballpark. The number one seed against the number eight seed, 2-7, 3-6, 4-5. That's what's happening. Then the division series goes to a best of five format with the traditional 2-2-1 instead of it all being in one place. The winner of 1-8 goes against the winner of 4-5. The winner of 2-7 goes against 3-6. So these are determined brackets that are happening. Home field advantage will go to the higher seed in any of these cases.
Okay.
ALCS, NLCS, still best of seven. And that is the traditional 2-3-2. World Series, best of seven is normal, 2-3-2. I actually like this a lot. There's no buys.
Doesn't bother me.
There's a three-game series at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a best of three, and you don't have to travel other than the home team. The higher seed gets to be in their home ballpark. I like that the one seed has to play.
Yes, and especially in a shortened season like this where you have a much smaller sample size to determine seeding, for lack of a, you know, it's a little different than, obviously, than in years past. But when you have a much smaller sample of games to determine who's going to play who, everybody should have to play.
So they didn't go with any choosing. Oh, you get to choose the team you want to play. They ditched that idea.
Oh, I remember that.
Eight teams get in each league.
That's right.
And you bracket them, and you don't reseed. They're not doing a reseed. They're just playing out the bracket.
Good.
Big fan of this.
Yeah.
You know, I said yesterday that, hey, what the hell? Give it a whirl. Give it a try. It's a short season. It's a wacky year. You know, do it. I could see myself getting on board with this being the format every single year. It eliminates the one-game playoff. Sorry. Sorry for those of you who love the one-game playoff. They're going to an actual series, which is what you play all year long. Three-game series, that's what they're going to start with. 3-5-7 World Series. It's good. More teams get in. It will give more markets hope that their team can be a playoff team. And so what we're sort of debating is, yesterday we talked about, do you want to see the better teams, the best teams fighting it out in September? That's what Matt McCarthy said, and I agreed with him. And those have created some great games at points over the years. But what's more likely is the line just moves, and now you have sort of the mediocre and second-tier teams that are dogging it out at the end of the year, right? They get into these big battles at the end of the year. But I think that's more likely to be the battle at the end of a season anyway, those teams that are on the fringe, that are fighting for a wild card spot. I think that was sort of their plan when they created the second wild card, when they added a second team, that there was going to be all these great races at the end of the year. I'm not sure it developed, and I'm not sure that it even is something you can manufacture in this sport. I'm not sure you can create that. So I like this format. I think it's going to be good. It's going to give the Red Sox a real chance to be in the playoffs, and if you get hot at the right time, you go on a run at the right time, even when you're starting pitching, is and Nathan Eovaldi, and then who knows right now? And it does make it more interesting. But I also wonder this, now that there's expanded playoffs, what's the expectation for the Red Sox? You know, we never would have said, oh, they should be a playoff team at the start of the year.
Well,
right? That's not something we would have said a week ago. So what is it now? Or we wouldn't have said that had this pandemic not happened. The last thing we'd be saying about the Red Sox is, oh, they're a playoff team. What are they now? Are they now a playoff team? The American League still blows. I will remind everyone. There are some good teams, obviously. The Yankees are, you know, right up there with the Dodgers, World Series favorites. But should the expectation now be, with eight teams getting in, that the Red Sox need to be one of the top eight teams? Given their lineup, how do you not put them in the top eight teams? You can't even just be in the top half? I mean, you can't be in the top eight?
They have 15 pitchers on the opening day roster, right?
I'll take your word
know,
for it.
I didn't know six or seven of them.
Well, that's my point.
I didn't
point.
Even know them.
Yeah, the lineup, great. It's pitching. Who's going to throw the ball?
Openers.
Your boy Brazier made the opening day roster.
Yeah, man. No kidding. And he blows.
I do not change
is
my...
Is Brian Johnson on there? Brian Johnson's on there too, isn't he?
I didn't see his name. I don't know.
Is he
I'll
not?
Have to look.
He's a train wreck too.
Yeah, Tom's saying he didn't make it.
Oh, good. Well, that's a positive. That's good. Here's what I read from Chris Cotillo. Let me read you his story. Headline at 7:30 this morning. Red Sox opening day roster analysis. Brian Johnson and Zach Godley will likely join the team soon despite being cut. So Brian Johnson will be back at some point. Brian Johnson will be back to haunt all of us. Those are problems. I get it. Listen, I understand. But with all the guys that they have in their lineup, you're telling me they can't be a top eight team, even with their terrible pitching? What's it going to take to be a top eight team? 500? What are you going to go? Slightly above 500? 32-28? What do you have to be?
I can't change my expectation. I really can't. They're based on what they were last year and what Silver, this team, give it a percentage, better, worse than last year's team?
Probably worse than last
year's
team.
By how much?
A percentage worse?
Yes.
I don't know, maybe 10-15% worse.
They would have been a playoff team last year under this format.
By how much?
I think they would have been the seventh seed. I'll double check it right now. Ooh. Give me a moment. But they would have been in last year.
Okay.
Matt Hall.
Barely they would have been in.
And Phillips Valdez.
And now they're worse. And you want to put them in.
Well, no.
Jeffrey Springs. I'm just going to keep naming Red Sox pitchers.
I'm just telling you, let's see. They would have been the seventh seed last year.
Yep.
And they had six games on the eight seed.
Okay.
So they were comfortably in the playoffs last year at 84 wins. And last year, under this format, the team that would have been the eighth seed in the American League would have been the Texas Rangers at 78-84. They didn't even have a winning record, which is my way of telling you, you can go 500 and be in.
And
in the National League, it's a little different because last year under this format, the Cubs would have been the eighth seed. And they were 84-78.
Slightly the Red Sox record.
Right. Slightly above 500. They've got a 519 winning percentage last year.
Austin Bryce.
Look, they would have barely been in last year, and the team is worse this year.
Do you know what 519 comes out to in a 60-game season? Do you know what that record is? To be even in the better of the two leagues last year, be the eighth seed.
32 wins?
31 wins.
Yeah.
31-29, okay. And you're in. So you don't think this team could go a game above 500?
No, they could.
You know what
could.
Their over-under is? Their over-under is 30.5. You're right there, Beto. Their
I'm
Vegas over-under is like 30.5.
Take the over.
Okay.
31, 32 wins. They'll be a 500 team. If their lineup gets hot the way we want it to, again, name the guys in the lineup. Whether it's J.D. Martinez or Benintendi or Devers or Bogarts, they've got bats.
Yeah.
They can hit.
They could.
Verdugo.
And I could see him just as easily going 25-35.
I agree. But what do you want to put on them as an expectation? You got to be the eighth seed. It's the chase for eight is what it is. The 2020 Red Sox is the chase for eight.
Don't be great. Just be eight.
Yes. That's it. Don't need to be great. Just be eight. I want them in as that eight seed. And anybody can win a three-game series.
Would the Yankees select them if they were the eight seed as their opponent?
There's no selections.
Oh, they're not doing the selections?
No, they're not doing the selections.
I thought they were doing the selections and then the brackets.
Jim just came in, so he missed that part.
No, I thought they were doing the selections and then it was bracketed off.
No, not according to what's on MLB.com when I read it last night.
Was Jim in the
no
back
picking.
Opening boxes overnighted to him for his shelves?
I'll tell you, the product is already coming in.
That's awesome.
Including a contribution this morning from Sean Silver, a Mike Greenwell mid-90s Burger King baseball. Jim is holding it right now if you want to grab a snapshot of that on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston.
I love how Silver stands up too. He's towering over you guys.
Oh, he's so tall. Yes.
Like Manute Bol's kid.
It's a really shoehorned.
Brian Bell contributed a couple of Revs bobbleheads this morning. Bell from one of our sister stations.
But keep your bobbleheads. They don't fit on the shelf. Well, five and a half inches.
He put his on the top.
5.5 inches by 30 inches. That is the shelf dimension. I measured it yesterday before I left.
5.5 inches?
5.5 by 30. 5.5 by 30. So if you're going to send a bat.
A couple of Revs bobbleheads. By the way, we're talking to Bruce Arena today. 12:50.
Yep.
Bruce Arena will be with us. The chase for eight is on for the Red Sox. 617-779-0985. We'll get to some UFOs with Sean Silver later this hour. It's one of three topics he wanted to address today. Any thoughts on the Red Sox and the baseball season and last night? If you caught any of the action, what did you make of it? And sign of the times, some weird things happening in baseball. And, oh, by the way, Anthony Fauci threw out the first pitch last night.
Look good.
That's all in the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If Hardy seems a little off today, I just want to let everyone know. He seems a little off. He's a little stressed. He's a little stressed.
Now we're going to take care of it.
It's getting worked out. But he's a little stressed over a water bill. How many gallons of water is your town accusing you of using? Can you just break it down to gallons for me again?
Okay.
Hardy gave me the breakdown this morning of how many gallons his bills claims he used in the last quarter.
This is where you're going to get me into trouble when you start saying things like accuse.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what the bill is. Is that not what your bill is from anything?
It's an accusation.
When you get a gas bill, electric bill, anything with your utilities, it's an accusation. You used this amount.
You're setting us up to go down a road of acrimony. And this is not what we are on the road to resolution already. I firmly believe this, Beetle.
Just tell us the gallons.
Okay, they say.
Accuse.
Okay. They say between April 9th and July 16th.
It's a big hot tub you got.
April 9th, July 16th. I used just in the house, you know, not for the sprinklers.
Right, that's a separate meter.
83 units of water.
Which is the equivalent of?
100 cubic feet, which is 748 gallons. So they're saying that I used... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. 62,084 gallons.
Could empty and fill up my pool four times.
Just in the house in 3 months.
So they're saying you use 62,000 gallons of water.
Yes.
In the 3 month period.
Yes.
That seems excessive.
It seems like a
like
lot.
Like Zoe sleeping with a shower on.
I've been thinking about all this stuff. And while this is being resolved, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at everybody and everything. And I'm like, what are you doing washing your hands? You said 20 seconds. No, it's all crap. Fake virus. Don't wash them anymore. Use sanitizer.
Yeah, did you hear the first segment when he was yelling at me?
He's being very short today. Yes, he's a little off.
So,
it's okay.
Great guys from the town came out this morning, like right away. And I've been speaking with this woman on the phone for a couple of days.
Yeah.
She's great. But nobody can figure it out. Like, did you have like a leaky toilet? I'm like, I replaced the flappers on like a couple of them because they were like
a leaky toilet that leaks 62,000 gallons.
Well, okay. So here's the real question:
how big are your toilets?
The most
once again, that's four times the size of my pool.
The most
that's
we ever
twice the size of Zoe's giant pool.
Right.
The most we ever used before that was 22 units over the course of 3 months, and like. That was, you know, going back over a couple of years. That was like a heavy usage.
How many gallons you put in that hot tub?
Not even a unit. Less than a unit.
How many gallons going there?
500 gallons.
I just Googled 62,000 gallons of water just to see what would pop up.
Yeah.
It takes 62,000 gallons to make 1 ton of steel.
Thank you, Tom.
That's a useless fact.
Well, maybe he was making steel.
Well, it just shows what effect Hardy's lifestyle is having on the environment.
He's certainly not green. No. I can tell you that.
You turn your backyard
into... It takes 39,000 to make a car.
Okay, well, I haven't turned my backyard into a foundry, into a foundry or an assembly line. So... Again,
it is to go back to Rudy. It's like the opening scenes of Rudy when they're pouring steel in the factory.
So we're getting to the bottom of this. I'm watching the meter every day. I'm taking photos of my meter, as you can see.
Yeah.
And like every couple hours, like, you know, like going down there and seeing what the usage is.
Yeah.
Just to
That's
see.
That's good.
But we're out
That's
there
real
today.
Good.
There's no leak. There's no alarm. It's not ticking up when there's no water running in the house. So
okay, yep.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Great. That's excellent.
Fix your home security cameras. One on all the sinks and one on the meter. Let's see what happens.
What are you doing? The dog needs water. No, she doesn't. She's fine. Never go out and lick the dew off the grass.
She's fine. Wow. All right. Well, hey. Best of luck with that, though. Really. Wish you the best.
Does anybody want to know what the water bill is? You know,
I never told you the amount. Yeah, tell everyone the amount.
I never told you the amount. Silver, guess the amount of my water bill for 3 months.
So, okay, so it's a quarterly water bill you get?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget, it has, you know, tiered pricing.
See, I'm on a well, so I don't really know what this is all about.
Useless.
$500. Oh, $1,000.
You're off.
$1,761.57. which, suffice it to say, is well over three times the highest bill I've ever had over a 3 month.
Hey, listen, dude, you don't pay that, they're going to slap a lien on your house. So.
I know. We're not. Between me, the guys this morning, Patricia, we're all over it. We are a team on this thing.
You don't have to register a car soon, do you? You put a block on that.
Oh, right. You mean like as of
today?
Today. Now that's my roommate. She's got a car transaction she's doing today. Best of luck, honey.
I remember the time that Jim went down to town hall and paid his water bill. And remember what they told you, Jim? Like, nah, you don't really have to pay this on time. That
yeah.
story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, what are you paying this for?
I went all the way out of my way.
He did. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to put this in the mail.
We just send those notices to make people scared.
Yeah, no, you don't have to really pay this thing. Oh, okay, good to know.
Okay, this happened to me, says Greg Stewart. We had a broken water pipe where the driveway meets the street underground. Got charged $5,000. Had to have the pipe fixed because it was on our property. Had to pay to have the pipe fixed.
You might have a pipe.
It's going through my house. It's the meter in the house.
So maybe you got a broken pipe somewhere.
But I was inside
the house. Under where would it go? Where would the water be going?
I'm laying on the floor of my office. There's a little cubby where the meter is. I'm just watching the meter this morning. Dog comes down there, starts nudging me. I'm like, get away. We're going to walk later. I'm just looking to see. Then I hear the boy upstairs. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh, I bet he's going to take a leak. Hold on, I'm going to watch this thing if he flushes. Mark that down. I'm time stamping everything. It's driving me nuts.
Keep a good log. That's good. That's good work. UFOs with Sean Silver. Oh. Sean Silver had three things he wanted to talk about today. One was UFOs. One was Bowl. And another one was, I think Eric Clapton was the third.
Yeah.
The third item. Silver?
I mean, don't put words in my mouth here.
Wait a minute. Don't put words in your mouth. These are your topics.
This is where you take ownership and credit for three great topic ideas.
Okay, we'll start with the UFOs next.
Yeah.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is the phone number. If you want to jump on board, great time to do it. What's this about UFOs that you have for us, Silver?
Well,
tell me about it.
I'm coming to you guys, you know, from a place that, you know, where the wild things are. And that is, I often fill in on the night show. So I'm not sure how often, you know, the extraterrestrial sort of news, you know, crosses. I mean, I know we do a lot of sharks here in the midday.
Yeah.
A lot of sharks, a lot of earthbound menaces.
Yeah, more wildlife and more earthbound menaces.
Sure.
I can't improve on that phrase, but you're right. Terrestrial fears.
This is terrestrial radio, so we focus on terrestrial fears.
Correct.
But I don't know, just quick straw poll here.
Yeah.
Who believes in aliens, extraterrestrials? here.
You think you're talking
yes
to
a couple? No, that's all I'm asking.
You think
for.
You're talking to a couple of idiots? Of course I do.
You, okay. Okay. I don't know. Among the five of us here that I can see with my own eyes, there may be an A.
Hold on a second. Do I believe that some form of life exists out in the universe?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
And I don't want to go down a whole road, but what I would get into the argument, and this is a philosophical argument, is, you know, we have a very definitive explanation of life and what it takes to, you know, in order for there to be life, it has to consume oxygen. There has to be.
No. Not in my mind. Elsewhere. Right?
No, I'm saying for life on this earth.
Oh, sure.
Needs. What is it? This is like sixth grade biology, right? There has to be movement. There has to be consumption of oxygen, I think. It has to, whatever. I'm saying we have to broaden our definition of life if we're going to think about the entire universe.
Oh, of course. All. Like for us to be breathing oxygen on another planet, it could be hydrogen. It could be anything. It could be an element that we're not even aware of on this planet.
Right.
Of course.
So, okay. All right. So yeah, we've all considered believers. The scientific possibility
yes.
out of this.
Respiration, reproduction, all these things. It's like, well, we're going to have to broaden our definition. But yes, I believe.
I may not need any of those things.
Thank okay. you. Could be, you know, robots.
Absolutely. The know. Borg.
A living robot? How can it be? I don't know. Look at it. There it is.
All right, go ahead.
Sitting down in Mr. Poole's class in sixth grade today.
He's getting smart.
I don't know.
So
Sarge-like comment.
Really. Unbelievable.
You see this stuff.
Silver sucks.
You see. Oh, let's not get that going. We all know what a wildfire can start there. You know, we see this stuff all the time. And I guess to put it kindly, less than reputable publications talking about aliens existing. But now the New York Times. I mean, that's probably the bastion of American journalism to many people, right?
I believe it's a reputable publication, yes.
So they are talking about the government having a task force on aliens, which is not surprising. However, there seems to be some controversy.
Wait, the New York Times is going to have a New York Times task force?
Oh, government task
force. Okay, government task force.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes, the New York Times, all those
intrepid
journalists just right. going after it out there.
Can I start it over? Hey, Silver, what's your UFO story for today?
It's that there's a task force with the government that we are going to get updates. America's leaders, America's elected officials are telling us that we're going to get regular updates every 6 months from this task force about what they are seeing.
You know what I would take right now over the UFO task force? A coronavirus task force.
Well, they'd start it up again.
They should probably get that one sorted out first.
Well, yeah, that's probably important. But I guess
the story is that they're going to start releasing some information and doing somewhat regular updates.
That's what I understand. And there are some quoted elected officials in the piece.
I don't believe them often.
Well, for instance, one is Marco Rubio, who was quoted. You might know that guy, but he's talking about how, you know, we need to have this
dud quickly.
We need to have this task force.
Yeah.
If we're going to figure out if Russia or China are doing some experiments with technology and they're able to fly here and spy on us, you know, with materials that we're not necessarily used to seeing in the sky.
So Rubio's concerned about China and Russia
yes.
finding aliens before us.
Yes. And then
but
Harry
not
Reid
like
pops
hacking
in.
An election.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Harry Reid pops in later in the piece, along with a couple of people who have knowledge of this task force. And they say, you know, this stuff that we're finding, it's not of this earth. This isn't Russia or China.
Harry Reid has always been one of these UFO guys, hasn't he?
I don't know, but that's UFO country out there. You're talking Art Bell. You're talking Nevada.
Yes.
The Kingdom of Nye.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
Art Bell, who thought the Blair Witch Project was
back
real.
Back in April, Harry Reid said the American people deserve to be informed by UFOs, that is.
It's time. This has been kept under a blanket for so long. And it is time for us to know the truth. Have our government represent us and tell us what they know about aliens.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
Silver, you watched
What a dreamer. What a dreamer this Silver guy
me.
Is.
37, mid quarter life crisis or whatever, growing my hair out, and I'm dreaming about UFOs.
It's mid. you know about the new Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes.
Did you watch the Berkshires episode?
Oh, gosh. They have a Berkshires episode?
They do. The Berkshires UFO.
I wouldn't know because the new Unsolved is junk.
I've heard about the Bridgewater Triangle. Have you guys heard about that?
Berkshires yes. UFO, 1969. Summer of Love, my friend.
Oh, wait. Yes, I have heard of this. There's a monument out there, and they made the guy remove it.
See? Who did?
The government.
They.
No, that's good. I'm really looking forward to the updates now on the UFOs.
Yeah. I just figured I'd mention it.
That would be so 2020. Oh, now we have to, now we're going to have a version of Independence Day happen.
Well, you need, look, just general government oversight. Now with the Space Force, you're going to need to have,
of course,
you know, UFO division of the Space Force, and we'll get updates, you know, via their spokesperson. So there you go.
Maybe it's the same woman who did the Steve Carell Kraken yesterday.
Is Steve Carell going to be the guy in charge of the Space Force?
I love Steve Carell.
He'd be as good as anybody.
I got scared off of even watching one episode of that show. I just heard from so many people, like, just you don't have to. You don't have to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't watch it, did you?
I did not.
No, you don't have to. That's the word.
I did know the premise of it, though.
Yeah.
That I did. 617-779-0985. Let's do headlines, 90 seconds, and we'll go right to the calls.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.